Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
We're blind and we're deaf for all accounts.
praise the Most High, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, whom we come to study about, some of us seems to be moving in the right direction, meaning that we are not allowing our ego to run amok and lean into our own understanding. We're not doing things just because. We're doing things because they are codified. And that's why we bring these studies to you, this curriculum, so you can get a bird's eye view, a critical analysis and assessment, leaving no stone or leaf unturned and crossing every T and dotting every I to come to some firm conclusion of who, what, where, when, and how, as to how the Most High operates. And in order for you to have a better relationship with Him, you must be codified. Leaning to one's own understanding is not codification. It's a happy feeling, but it's not a proper codified feeling. Yes, we are prone to do happy feeling. And just like the little penguin, we like to do the happy feet. Well, we're not penguins, and they have their own codification. We like to do happy feet, but we like to do happy feet within codification. That's why we bring these studies to your attention. See, some of us are lacking in these studies because primarily we are not humble. And secondarily, we don't have the right heart and spirit. You have to have the right heart and right spirit in order to get it. And you must have the right aptitude, humbleness, in order to get codified. And that is another primary reason why we bring these studies to your attention. And you may be asking yourself, Yam Suf Arif, who is the we? Well, the lead student investigators, detectives, are Cartrell from New York City, Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan, Sister Yakira from Hawaii, and Brother Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and yours truly. That being said, I posted something today on Foolsbook, a contemporary subject matter. Pray for Ukrainians. And basically, I put it like this. And let me read it verbatim, okay? And because what I'm talking about is against the Most High anyway, the system of universal white race supremacy. I said, pray for the Ukrainians, question mark. I can't help them unless they're willing to help me. Get rid of universal white race supremacy from among their ranks because it kills us every day of the week too. I would do whatever I am permitted to protect my people, withholding prayers included. And I said it to say this. The verdict came in on the ex-officer that was involved in Breonna Taylor's botched raid that caused her murder. He was acquitted. It goes without saying in the system of universal race supremacy. It goes against the Most High. And it certainly goes against us. And we are inundated every day of the week, 24/7, 365 days and 7 days a week. And so I'm not surprised under the system of universal white race supremacy that this officer was acquitted. And so that's why I asked the people in Ukrainians to get universal white race supremacy from among their ranks, which we were showered with it, even during invasions. They never rest, do they? Even at war, they never rest. And neither do I, where my people are concerned. And you should have the very same attitude. Don't put nobody before your people. You're so concerned about everybody else. What about your own? Are you concerned about your own? If not, you should be. So let me introduce to you Sister Yehuda from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Yehuda, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom, shalom. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. Yeah. Popped me while I was drinking something.
All right.
Would you? Not wine.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little wine. Wine, as long as you ain't on your fifth bottle, you're okay.
I know that's right. You know that's right.
As long as you're not on your fifth bottle, you all right, okay? See, some people got more sense than me. They can do it. Or so. And they can drink a bottle or two and they can sit it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yum Su, he needs to paint the town, so I got to be very cognizant. I got to be very cognizant when I do things of that nature and very prayerful,
yeah.
Meditative. So,
well, you're disciplined. That's great.
Yeah, I had to exercise discipline. I have no self-control when it comes to, I'm just like the Native Americans, they said, I need more fire water. I need more fire water.
Fire water. Oh, my God. Yeah, but I don't really have any commentary. I just, when I have the opportunity, I watch what's going on. They had a special report tonight.
Right.
On what's going on.
You talking about Breonna Taylor's?
Well, that,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not surprised.
Right.
And the explanation, the officers thought, this
right.
is it.
These right.
men were being shot or murdered because you hear all these gunshots.
Right.
Now, coming from... Because, you know, my dad was an officer.
Okay.
My son is.
Right.
And my son would tell me when he hears things, it hurts him. He said, first of all, that no-knock policy is full of crap.
Right.
And I know they're going to reverse it in some states, but so what? That's where I feel. I have an attitude. You know, they shouldn't have. But we know where that's coming from, trying to annihilate us.
Right.
And he shot in someone else's apartment. And they justified
right.
it. And my son said if he was trained right, first of all, he would not have thought that. What is the circumstance? He said the sad thing, the public don't know the other side, but it doesn't negate the wrongness that these officers do either.
Exactly.
See what I'm saying? You can't make excuses for them. And
exactly.
he's commented on a lot, like the woman that shot that boy said taser, said she
right.
wasn't trained well.
Right.
So it is. It's not dressing it up. It's annihilation of our people. Point blank.
Exactly.
Like they shot the man, another no-knock policy. He up under the blanket. It's his relative's apartment. Regardless
exactly.
if he knew it, if his cousin or whatever was in trouble.
Right.
He didn't point the gun at them. He pointed it down.
Right.
It wasn't that, you know. Once again, those off that no-knock policy. So I'm more concerned about our people than, believe it or not, what's going on in Ukraine.
You and I both, sister. You and I both.
And the French president, with the or switching back, he said it's because he talked to the Kremlin or whatever, Putin or whatever he said, Kachel.
Yeah,
he said it's going to get worse. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, okay, well, if it get worse, ain't nothing I can do about it, right?
Well, it's continually got worse for us, 402 years in county. What was the Ukraine? What was the Ukraine's praying for us? Okay,
right.
Voicing that concern during the 1800s, the 1900s, and so on and so forth. What was
mm-hmm.
their concern during Breonna Taylor's and a young brother whom you made reference to, a young brother Dante Wright, and I can go on and on, Amir Rice. And so on. What was their concern? What
That's
was their prayer?
Drop in the bucket. You know, so it's been millions.
Right.
Not only were brought over, but we're already here. We may have more millions of us that have died.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I ain't got nothing for them unless they got something for me and my people.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I'm permitted to do, that included excluding prayers, I do whatever it takes. Okay,
mm-hmm.
because their people aren't any better than my people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, that being said, sister, let us bring on Cartrell from New York City. Thank you very much, sister. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Bless y'all, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Yeah, man. Y'all on fire tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right, brother. And I think you feel but, I think it had caught on to you, too.
I have to admire the Ukrainian people. We should be more like them.
Exactly.
They love their country. Mm-hmm. They're willing to die for their country.
Mm-hmm.
They are unified as one people because they're being assaulted. We've been assaulted for 400 years. We can't get no kind of unity.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
But we should be, yeah. But it shows you how damaged, you know, our people are from the
mm-hmm.
suffering that we suffer here to the degree that they're killing our people. Breonna Taylor, just walk in our house and shoot her. And it's just like another walk in the park on Sunday for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you know our laws. Your man will be in a city of refuge for the rest of his life or until the high priest dies. You can't
exactly.
just kill somebody, whether you did it intentionally or accidentally. There are consequences one way or the other. Huh?
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, to kill somebody, an innocent person, and then just to walk with no consequences, it shows you there's no justice, at least not divine justice like Yah, you know, prescribes his codes. These people have a license to kill us.
Katriel, that's America's middle name, no consequences. Go ahead.
Yeah. License to kill. Put that in there.
Yeah.
They have a license to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
Say it, but
he says, we in Egypt again by ship, because wasn't Pharaoh doing that? Take that
mm-hmm.
baby boy and throw him in the river. Like, what? That's real cool. But we experiencing that here. We shooting our young brothers,
mm-hmm.
having our sisters aborting their babies, doing all kind of stuff. But we are at war. We've been at war. And ain't nobody praying for us.
Tell me about it. They're getting help from all over. People even going there, getting the families and taking them back here.
And that's the first time you've seen that with a refugee crisis, right? Because they don't do that
mm-hmm.
for the African families.
Mm-mm.
They don't do that for the Mexican families.
Nope.
Open homes. I got a place for you. Really? That's how you treat refugees? Oh, that's right. European white refugees. That's how you treat them.
Well,
Native American or Israel. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, universal white race phrase, they had a code. They have a code they live by. So, and like you said,
and
God,
Vladimir Putin is breaking that code.
Right, he's breaking the code.
Yeah, man.
That's why. That's really why they made him. He's breaking the code.
White on white crime, shaking up the world.
You better believe
yeah.
it. Universally. All right, country. I'm going to society. Let's get busy. Let's get us some code and apply this code. Chapter 43 of Isaiah. I'm reading out the Blue Letter Bible again
mm-hmm.
tonight. And let's see what the Most High says about us. And there's a continuum from the last chapter where he speaks in singular about us as a nation. And first start now. Now thus said the Elohim that created thee, O Jacob. And he that formed thee, O Israel, talking in the singular, but he's talking about plural and another nation. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. That's the only way you're going to get out of this situation. You can't march. You can't protest. You can't vote. The only way you're going to get out of this is the Most High redeemed you from this situation. I have called thee, and he gave you contingencies in order to do this. And what was the contingencies? Cry out to me. Turn to me. Turn back to me. Cry out to me. Ask for forgiveness for your forefathers and for yourselves. Unify together. Unify together. Excuse
me.
Let me finish.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. What verse you in? I lost.
Verse 1.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And the Most High says, unify together. That's codification. All these things are codified. The Most High says, take care of the widow, the homeless, the orphan, those in need among you. That's codified. And then as an end result of being codified, the prospects are guaranteed prospect of being redeemed. You can't march your way out of this. You can't protest your way out of this. You can't join a political party, a gay rights movement, or any other organization to get yourselves out of this situation. And he goes on and said, I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. That's ownership. The Most High owns us. When thou passest through the waters, and we did definitely pass through waters, getting here, I will be there. I will be with thee, which he was. He didn't totally forsake us. And he says, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, and we're going to go through some fire. The Most High has said it. We're going to go through some fire. The Most High said, when you walk us through fire, I'm going to be there. That's futuristic. Thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall a flame kindle upon thee. For I am Yah, thy Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I'm your Savior. The Democratic Party is not your Savior. The Republican Party is not your Savior. The gay rights movement is not your Savior. Black Lives Matter is not your Savior. I gave Mizraim for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, and we'll pray. We need to stop talking to each other any old messy, old tacky old way. We have a tendency there because we don't see the preciousness. We don't see each other through the eyes of the Most High, and we need to start seeing each other through the eyes of the Most High. Thou hast been honorable at once upon a time, and I have loved thee. Therefore, will I give men for thee and people for your life. I will redeem your life. I'm going to give an exchange for your life. Fear not. He always says that to us. For I am with thee, even in this captivity. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. And certainly we are in that western hemisphere, when you say so, in the eastern hemisphere. That had
four corners, brother.
Four corners. And he says, as Katriel said, I was there to the north. Give up. And to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Has that happened? I think not. So who
excuse
is
me.
Yes.
Did he say sons, plural?
Sons.
And daughters?
And
yeah.
daughters.
Yeah.
So how could one man be Yah's only begotten son? When
I don't know how
Isaiah
it works.
Was way before Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Hundreds of years before Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And Yah's talking about he got sons and daughters.
And daughters, whom he holds in high regard and esteem. He picking one over the other. As we
and he
have
takes it back. To the first
I said he takes it back
to the first chapter when he says in the first verse, do not fear, I have redeemed you. And a redeemer, like Ezekiel said, is somebody in your family that comes and gets you out of a situation that you're in. I have called you by name, you are mine. So we belong to Yah, like he said in chapter 1. An ox knows his owner, and an ass his master's crib, but my people don't know, nor do they consider. So we in the 43rd chapter, and Yah's reiterating the same thing that we started out in chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
We are his servants. We belong to him. And he's telling us he's gonna protect us, even if you can't swim, Yamsu. When you pass through the waters, you've got to be able to swim. I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, Vladimir Putin, he wants to set the world on fire with his nuclear bomb, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you, for I am Yah, your Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. So all these Israelites out here talking about JC and Yehoshua HaMashiach, they need to read the 43rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. And what was the price? He said, I have given Egypt as your ransom. That's a high price because Egypt was a great nation that they're still exploring today. Cush and Seba in exchange for you. These are all Hamite black nations, which shows Yah saw value in Egypt, Cush, and Seba to give them as a ransom for us. Wow.
And he says in verse 7, even everyone that is called by my name, and that's why you will find some Hebrew Israelites with names such as Yam Suf Haripha, that Yah's name, and Yah names is attached to most Hebrew Israelites' name. And sometimes it's not, but that's not to say that they're not the Most High, because he goes on to say that. But even everyone, he said, in addition, when he said even everyone, that's an addition that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. The Most High made us.
And he made us for his purpose, not for our own purpose, but for his purpose.
To be his servants, to be codified, humble servants. Israel is the Most High's witness. So the Most High says in verse 8, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. They got them, but they can't see. He said, bring them forth.
Who's that?
That's us. We got eyes that can't see and ears that can't hear. We have been so
conditioned. And we don't want to hear.
You better believe it.
But guess his power. He said, I shall bring out a blind. That's deep.
That's right.
How powerful he is. Go ahead.
So regardless of whether they want to see and hear or not, yeah, they'll bring them out anyway.
Exactly. And then the Most High says, let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled who among them can declare this and show us former things. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. If they got witnesses against me and my people, let them bring them forth. If they are justified, that they may be justified, but they're not justified. You can't be justified against the Creator and his creation, his servants. Or let them hear and say it is true what Yah is saying in our regard. You are my witnesses, Israel, saith the Elohim, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that she may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Elohim, neither shall there be after me. There ain't no Jesus, Holy Spirit, and whatnot, whatever you want to make up. He said, I am the beginning and the end, so to speak. Ain't no in between. Ain't no fill-in. This ain't no Oreo cookie, okay? Ain't no fill-in. It's just me in the beginning, and it's going to be me in the end in regards to my people. Oh, it's true.
So, Yamsu.
Yes.
So you know that this is the foundation, these verses, of the Jehovah Witness Church?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
How did they manage the trickery on their country?
Because they do the skip to my loose stuff, son.
Oh.
So when he said, you are my witness, they took that and ran with it. But who was he talking to?
He wasn't talking to them. He was talking to his servants, who are his witnesses.
Right?
Yes.
And it says in verse 11, I am the Elohim. And besides me, there is no Savior.
That's me.
They didn't want to hear that. They don't want to see that. Okay. They want to see a man.
There is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses. Who is the ye are my witnesses? Yaqub and Israel said, Yah, that I am Elohim. You're supposed to be here to be witnesses. Yah is Elohim. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. If I put you in a situation that you find yourself in, where you're socially engineered a condition, and you've been beaten down from the flow down, can't nobody
deliver. And you're blind, deaf, and dumb.
The Democratic Party can't deliver you. The Republican Party can't deliver you. Black Lives Matter can't deliver you. The gay rights movement can't deliver you. Ain't nobody is able to deliver you from my hand but me.
Not even Jesus.
That's true. And he says, yeah, before the day was, I am he. And there's none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it?
My book reads way different from yours.
Okay, read your version, chapter 13.
Even from eternity, I am he. And there is no one who can rescue from my hand. I act, and who can reverse it?
Praise God and bless his holy name. And so it tells you about the daughter of Babylon. It's to be destroyed. I don't know if this Vladimir Putin situation is the catalyst, but it tells you the daughter of Babylon shall be destroyed. Thus said the Elohim, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles. Yeah, well, they're losing their mind up there. They're in fake news and everything. And the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. I am Yah, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says
Yah. Who's our King?
Yah, the Holy One, the Creator of Israel.
So you'll never see that title in the New Testament.
No.
They just take the Lord.
Yeah, the Lord. The Lord. They sit down and say, the Lord. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Shut up, Sister Judy.
Oh, people are funny. We're supposed to be discerning that Yah is King, that Yah is God, and there is no other because he's from eternity.
Praise
but
God.
We promote other people's religion.
And you know, and I like what Cottrell said yesterday, Sister Judy, when he was talking about they appointed him the minister of prison recovery.
What?
Now we all should be ministers of prison recovery. He's right.
Oh, my God.
I like that. That was so funny the way God said it. But it's true, though.
You got that dry humor. I like that. Yeah,
I like that.
We got to be like Ukrainians. It has to be a national effort. Every man's back. That's how we got to be. Like the Ukrainians. Against all odds.
Thus said the Elohim which make it a way in the sea and a path in the mighty. I will make a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. Which brings
forth,
right, the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are they are quenched as told. The Most High gonna drop them like they hot. Remember ye, not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Forget about all that. Forget about all that. And he says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I'm gonna make a way for y'all. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my servant, Yaakov, Israel, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. Y'all can't hold them back. When I say I want them, I want them, and I want them now, like Katya E.F. Hutton, and they shall show forth my praise. Katya, I know you had a comment. I'm going to stop right there.
Well, he's telling us that he created us out of these nations, right? He took Abraham out of Ur of Chaldees. Abraham's wife was 90-something years old. She couldn't have no baby. God did a miracle. And Isaac came forth. So he formed us for himself. We have to find out why Yah created me. Why did he create you, Yasu? Why did he create you, Sister Yehudi? Why did he create you, Brother Ezekiel, Sister Yakira, Ima Hadora, Katriel? Why did you create me? What's my purpose? Right? We got to find our purpose because Yah formed us for himself.
Right.
And we are his servant.
And yeah, so Katriel, I like you saying that. Even though we have lies in our land, we have lives, we have families, we have family responsibilities as far as crops and husbandry and animals are concerned. But even that being said, our primary goal is to be the servants of the Most High. Even though we have a secondary job, the Most High is our first job. Our secondary job, providing for our families and so on and so forth, are secondary jobs. And we need to understand that. Go ahead, Katriel.
Yes. So the part that you're about to read shows us that we, as Yah's servants, have fallen short of the job he gave us to do.
Okay. Let's get on with it.
Mm-hmm.
What says Sushiuti?
No, I'm agreeing with him.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see what the Most High says about our shortcomings.
Mm-hmm.
Reason why y'all seem to have found yourself in the situation you're in. But thou hast not called upon me. You called the Democratic Party. You called Black Lives Matter. You called NAACP. You called Dr. Martin Luther King. You called Malcolm X. You called, I can go far back. As far back as I can possibly remember when your feet hit your shores here and buck naked and in chains. You called on everybody. But you didn't cry out to me. I gave you codified language. But you refuse to acknowledge and heed me. He said, let me say that again. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. But thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. That's why you find yourself in the situation you're in, universally speaking. Thou hast not brought me to the small cattle of thy burnt offering. Neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. I gave you codified. You didn't have to worry about all this extra.
Not extra. Those are the codes that he gave us that we're not doing because we don't have a priesthood to do the sacrifice. We don't have a priesthood to offer our burnt offerings. And the Most High is saying, I'm not burdening you with that because I know you're under these curses and you're under this punishment. I still love y'all, but you still haven't called on me. Because these are the things that you're really supposed to be doing.
Exactly. Captivity or not. Thou hast bought me no sweet cane with money. Neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifice. And Cottrell said, I agree with. And I understand that. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thy neck. Y'all try to make me get along with the nonsense you own. I am he that blotted out thy transgression for my own sake, not because you're righteous, and when I remember thy sins, not because you're righteous, it's because for my sake I'm doing this. Put in
His plan.
Put in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. We have to unify and do this codification. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Unified together, declare thou that thou mayest be justified, that your actions may be justified, not by righteousness, by doing this in remembrance of me. And let us plead together. What did the Most High say? Let us plead together. Let us cry out to the Most High. Let us cry out together. Codified. Thy first father had said, and we got to pray for them. Not only we got to pray for them, we got to pray for ourselves. Why? Thou first father has sinned. And thy teachers have transgressed, and they've taught you to do the very same thing against me. Y'all better get your mind right. I gave you codification. Therefore, because of what you've done, your fathers, your first fathers, Therefore, I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary. I have given Yakub to the curse, and certainly we have been given to the curse, hook, line, and sinker, and Israel to reproach. And certainly we are reproached universally. Hook, line, and sinker. And the Most High, there's an out in there. But we can't see the out because we're so socially engineered and conditioned. And we refuse to be humble to the Most High and follow codification. Refuse to cry to the Most High. We refuse to acknowledge the Most High. We refuse to cry to the Most High for our first fathers and for ourselves. We refuse to unify. We refuse to take care of one another. And Katri alluded to the fact, as far as the Ukrainians are concerned, you got to respect them in some regards. But what about us? We're scattered. We're scattered-minded all over the place. We got eyes where it can't see. We got ears that can't hear. And they refuse to hear. But even that being said, we are obligated and duty-bound and morally obligated to look out for one another. Those that can see a little bit and hear a little bit, we're duty-bound to do no less than what we're doing on the Real Talk for Real People show. Bring it to their attention. Praise the Most High and bless His holy name. Cartrell, Sister Hootie, I think Ezekiel is on the phone. Ezekiel, if that's you, because there's a number, hit number one on your phone, please, so I can bring you on. Hit number one on your phone. Well, maybe that's someone else calling from Milwaukee. So if that's you, just come on and I'll bring you on. Otherwise, Cartrell and Sister Yehudi have the mic, and they're going to do a dandy of a good job. Praise the Most High. Believe it. Go ahead, Cartrell and Sister Yehudi.
Well, I want to say this. What I like, which is so true today, in 27
yes,
and repeated, in 27 and 28, mine read is why.
By all means, do your thing.
Father sinned, and your interpreters have transgressed against me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have profaned the chief ones of the set-apart place. He profaned them. And
right.
I have delivered up Jacob to the curse and Israel to scorn. So all that's happening to us all over the world, he gave us up. He was like, you know, This is your curse. Till you cry out to me, and he said earlier, I will forget your transgression. Not like the old, like you said, not like the old, but new. Go ahead, Patriel. I just had to say that hit me.
Yeah, I think you should have started with 25, where he says, I alone am the one who wipes out your wrongdoing for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins.
Mm-hmm. You said that, but I didn't.
We're talking about the Holy One of Israel doing that for his servant Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Where does Christianity come in here? Because the Most High didn't say, I'm going to sacrifice my son in order to take your sins away from you. No. We are sons. And Yah, he's the one who wipes out our sins, iniquities, and transgressions, and the sins and iniquities of our forefathers, because their souls are at stake. And we have to beg Yah for mercy so that the souls of our forefathers are preserved. Y'all get it? Why should we be, you know, asking Yah, you know, for mercy and repentance for the sins of our forefathers? That's the past. That's done. No. There's some life still there. Our forefathers did sin, and they spoke against Yah, and Yah's telling us we need to repent for what they did and to repent for what we did.
Because that's where the scriptures
Abraham put in for Lot, our prayers are very important for the souls of our ancient fathers.
Yes. Similar to what I was going to say, that so many things in the scriptures that say that we're worse than our forefathers. We still continue the path of our forefathers, and we ain't even in the land. So that's deep. You saying, look, you still messing up worse than your forefathers. But like, I agree with you. We don't carry. We have the opportunity. Well, they did too, but we got the opportunity to change. And that's it. and recognize who our Savior is. Ooh, excuse me.
We have to first recognize who we are.
Right.
We have to recognize who we are. We are Yah's chosen people, the people who am I for myself, will declare my praise. That's why we sing so well. That's why people follow us in the way we sing. Because when we sing praises to Yah, Yah is pleased. We the people that declare praise to Yah because we are his chosen. And he says, this is what Yah, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel says. This is his title. For your sake, I have sent to Babylon and will bring them all down as fugitives. Your Chaldeans are the ships over which they rejoice. I am Yah, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. We should not be listening to anything else but our Creator, our King. And he said, everyone who is called by my name and whom I created for my glory. Yah hasn't gotten his glory yet, but he said he's going to get his glory through his people. He said, whom I formed, even whom I have made. Yah made everybody, didn't he? But he did a special work in making the nation of Israel to be his servant. Now, Christianity would try to turn that into one man, and that's not what Yah's saying. That don't even fit with Yah's plan. Christianity don't tell you that when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overflow. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flames burn you, for I am Yah, your Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. This is such an important chapter in the nation's archives that we should all know this chapter by heart. Yah's telling us not to fear. I'm with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up.
That's been done. Mm-hmm.
Don't hold them back. Bring my sons. That should be highlighted in red letter from far. And my daughters from the ends of the earth. That kills Christianity right there.
Mm-hmm.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Really? Okay. Only begotten? When in the book of Isaiah he has sons and daughters? You ain't speaking about the daughters he got. And where they at? In the ends of the earth. This is why we change our name. Everyone who is called by my name. And this is why Gentiles put their names on us, so that we wouldn't have the name of Almighty God on us. But we're waking up, and we're taking our true name and our true title, our true identity back, and that's going to shake up the world. Matter of fact, it is shaking up the world as we speak.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, just a tidbit. Well, no, go ahead. I'll say that later. You're right.
And Yah always describes his people. Who is his people? The people who are blind, even though they have eyes, and those who are deaf, even though they have ears. Yeah, all nations have gathered together so that the peoples may be assembled, who among them can declare this and proclaim to us the former things. All these nations ain't telling us the truth about ourselves. Let them present them witnesses that they may be justified. So you want to squash the Old Testament, which is prophecy, past, present, and future, because Yah declares the past, the present, and the future. He's saying, y'all do that. Let me see y'all do that. I let them say it is true. Israel, you are my witnesses, declares Yah, and my servant whom I've chosen. So we the chosen servant of Yah. It's not one man. It's the whole nation. So that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. This is what we're supposed to believe in. This is our belief system right here. We believe and understand and know, not just belief, but know and understand that I am he who, Yah, before me there was no God formed. I'm from eternity to eternity. Say Jesus is Alpha Omega. He's the beginning and the end. No, the Most High Almighty God has no beginning and he has no end. And there will be none after me. I only am Yah. And there is no Savior. There is no Savior. There is no Savior besides me. Who's me? The Holy One of Israel.
I was going to say something sarcastic. Yeah, he is the beginning and the end because he was born and now he dead. He's the end.
And who are you going to save in a state of being dead?
I know. Oh, my gosh.
This is why they want our people to read the Old Testament, because who they're telling our people is the Savior.
A pigmentation of the Romans and the Greek gods.
And they've convinced our people that the Messiah is the Savior. Is the Most High faith the Messiah is the Savior? No.
Not him.
No.
No.
He said there's no Savior besides me. Can't nobody save you but me. I'm going to tell the North, South, East, and West to give y'all up. I ain't sending my son to do that. You are my son. I'm telling them to do that because you are my sons and daughters. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
So when y'all does that,
it's
going to be witnessed by all nations worldwide when y'all brings his sons and daughters back from where we are scattered.
And yet he tears your enemy which way is up. Hey, you don't know. Okay. Okay. All right.
So we can't be mad at our people because y'all said it. We got blind people that have eyes, can't see. We got deaf people that ears, don't want to hear. But guess what? He said he's going to bring them out anyway.
Exactly.
Right? So.
They're going to try to go back.
You can't get frustrated with them.
Right.
You just don't want to be in that category of being blind and deaf to the word of Yah.
Exactly.
But there's many of our people that are in that category, blind to the word of Yah and don't want to hear it at all.
Don't want to see it or hear it.
You can't say that about the Jewish man.
Well,
right? He carries his Tanakh, his Torah, his Siddur, everywhere he goes. But our people? Most I got us broke down reading our rap sheet. But yes, this is a powerful chapter to meditate on, the book of Isaiah. It started in 40 because Yah's laying out his plan for the world in the future. So we should all be very familiar with the book of Isaiah from chapter 1 all the way through. They call him the eagle-eyed prophet. If you blind, Isaiah should wake you up.
That's only if you want to know.
Because
I always say you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it.
Oh, it's true.
But they don't want to know.
So we got the keys. We know that the fire is coming, and we're going to have to pass through some mighty waters. But y'all going to be with us, right? He said, don't fear, because I'm with you. What do we need to fear if y'all going to do that for us?
Nuclear
war, World War III? We don't need to fear World War III. Because we're going to go beyond World War III. Most of us said he's going to take all these weapons they got. They're not going to learn war anymore. They're going to beat their plow, their spears into plowshares and their swords into pruning hooks. And they shall not learn war anymore. Peace on the planet.
Real peace.
Most I said, he hates, people got violence in their heart. This man is killing innocent women and children, his own people, his own flesh and blood, because the Ukrainians and the Russians are basically the same people.
Exactly. Well, all right, Katri, I'm Sushiuti. Thank y'all very much for helping the sisters in chapter 43 of Isaiah. And now let's go to chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes.
Is it chapter 3 or chapter 2?
Chapter
3. Right. Chapter 2, yes. And I wasn't there.
I don't think I read chapter 2, but I'll read chapter 3. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
King Lemuel, King Shlomo. He's pontificating as a preacher. And a lot of people are familiar with this particular chapter of the Book of Ecclesiastes. It says, to everything, there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which Elohim hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their hearts so that no man can find out the work that Yah maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor, it is the gift of Elohim. I know that whatsoever Elohim doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken away from it. And Elohim doeth it that men should fear before him. So y'all are going to execute his plan, whether you with his plan or not. And he ain't veering to the right because you want him to go to the right. He's not veering to the left because you want him to go to the left. Whatsoever he doeth, it's done forever. That which happened is now, and that which is to be hath already been. And Elohim requires that which is past. So we're talking about the mind of Elohim. His plan is already done. The future is already done. The past is, you know, already been scripted and done. But everything that Yah has created in Yah's mind is already done. That's why he speaks in the terms the way he speaks. As if it's already done, but it's going to come in the future. I said in my heart, Elohim shall judge the righteous and the wicked. For there is a time there for every purpose and every work. I said in my heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that Elohim might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. But that which is befallen the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them. As the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they all have one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above the beast, for all is vanity. All go into one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth? Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. But who shall bring him to see what shall be after him?
Bring him to see what shall be after him? Oh, my God. Question mark. That could be chapter two. Everything in its time. Everything in its time, in its place, in its season. And what man does to enjoy his labor, all is from God.
In a time that you've been allotted. Because time, Yah is laying out his plan.
Mm-hmm.
And his plan is timely. So I use that on the commentary section of that Fox News interview that I did, because they saying hate. If y'all supposed to know God, why y'all hate so much? So I hit them with the, there's a time to hate. Yeah.
especially when you know it's righteous. When you go right. against it, yeah, it's the Almighty.
It's good to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy in the evil way. If you don't hate that, what's wrong with you?
Right.
What's up to the time to love and the time to hate? A time for war and a time for peace. I guess
I hate the fact that they're annihilating our people. And I hate the fact that our people, well, I would hope that our people wake up. A lot of us are. We're waking up.
Well, yeah. We're entering into a time of war.
Mm-hmm.
And a time of hate. Because there's very little love in the world right now.
Oh, yeah.
But there will come a time for love and a time for peace. Mm-hmm. That's in the plans, too.
Yep. Tanner, get off my Bible. My cat's laying on my scripture.
Oh, he has made everything beautiful in his time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, Yah's timing is Yah's timing. You might want him to speed it up, but what he's doing is perfect timing. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that Yah maketh from the beginning to the end. If you're studying his word, he'll give you a glimpse of what he intends to do. But if you're not studying,
awesome.
Then you won't know.
That's right, and it's awesome. Because we search all day long, rest of our life, we're still not going to know the full spectrum of his purposes and how he has done the things that he's done. We only get, I call it like you call it, a drop in a bucket with the nations. I say we learn like a drop in a bucket with our knowledge of our Creator. That's the humbleness. But see, we're at different levels. You know, some's coming out of the letters of the latter book. When I explained to the brother the other night, I said, this is from another nation, their interpretation, not from the Creator. And the people he chose out, the prophets, Moshe, Jeremiah, that's their interpretation of how they perceive the Torah and the Tanakh. It was not divinely put together. Just because it's in there, people will argue and say, doesn't matter. First of all, I stumped one person and said, when you open up a book, do you start in the middle or the beginning? I said, so why you concentrate more on the end, the latter part of the so-called book, which are really letters? Why don't you start in the beginning? Oh, because it happened a long time ago. I said, you don't want to know about your history? This is your history. This book, these books are the most popular book all over the world, the most controversial book, the bestseller. And why is that? And yet so many people have claimed throughout the ages. Yet it talks about a specific person, Israel. Not Ukraine, not the Jewish people, not the Catholic people, not Islamic, but Israel.
Yes, so the Most High created us, as we read in the book of Isaiah, for his purpose, for his glory.
Mm-hmm.
And what is our work? It should be his service to the Most High. King Solomon says, I have seen the travail which Elohim has given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. Bottom line.
There you
and
go.
Also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of Elohim. So you should be doing some kind of work. You can't be sitting around being lazy, expecting the world to take care of you. Your labor, the labor that you were created for as a servant to Yah, is his gift to us. Let's find out what the work we're supposed to be doing for the Most High, because it is a gift.
Mm-hmm. And you find currently people are doing that. Good example, in the time of trials and tribulations, Ukraine is doing that. All the European nations. And not knowing who the Creator is.
But we as his people are the messengers. We have to, for his esteem, we represent. We are the chosen. We need to walk in that path.
He calls us his sons and his daughters.
Yes.
And our people must know that we are God's, the Almighty, creator of the universe and everything that's in it. He considers us his sons and his daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Not just one man, the only begotten.
It's like I said earlier, he deals with us as a nation. Right? We're a nation.
The one nation that he made, the one nation that he chose. And everybody else is trying to take us out of that role.
Mm-hmm.
We have to inform our people that this is our role. Yah chose us. We belong to him. We are his servants. And that's our job. That's why he created us, to
right.
give him praise. Mm-hmm. We are his witnesses, right?
Correct.
And what do we witness? That the prophecy that the prophet Moses laid down upon the nation of Israel hit us. That's why we are his witnesses, because we felt it. Not just did we see it, we feeling it on a daily basis.
Experience, yep. That's so true.
Nobody else can be his witness.
Mm-hmm. Mm, you're right. You're right.
So, yeah, that's about it.
Truth is,
we don't
know. Oh, go ahead.
I was wondering if we did read Ecclesiastes 2. I don't remember reading that.
Yesterday?
I can give you a clear definition. We did. Give me an update, please. We read it.
I like the beginning of in the book that I'm reading when it says, I said in my heart, come now, let me try you with rejoicing and find out what is good. You know, it's interesting to find out what is good. Children are curious, but when we become adults, we're stiff-headed and stubborn. But see, that too was fruitized. In that song.
I think Sister Abigail over there taking a nap or something. Sister Abigail, okay, I think the message is coming. She said, yes, he did second yesterday on track, on three. Thank you very much, Sister Abigail. May the Most High bless you. Yeah, you're right. Number three was the one you're supposed to do today. You did two yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I said I wasn't here, but I knew he did two.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well,
sister,
mm-hmm.
Do you have any commentaries on it?
Well, I have Katya and I always have a little dialogue all the time.
Right.
You know, it's not personal. And I don't think I'm mean about it. I've accepted that people coming to the truth about who they are at different times of their life. Some were born in their reality of who they are. Some may be in their, some in their 80s. And in that process, I have observed that people will stumble. And I don't criticize that because I got to think about my journey. See, and I can't put a timetable on anyone on whom or what they should know. Because I always say, you got to want to know, but it's on the Most High's timetable once it is revealed, because he knows your heart. And then once that information or that knowledge is revealed, it's up to you to study and find out and to prove that it is correct. Not just what a minister said. I see it all the time. his people. I've seen people walk this way and then turn around and because they're not strong enough or it's not in their heart, and they do what? Go back to Christianity and a whole bunch of stuff. Some just forget religion altogether. And I said, this is not a religion. Man has made this book or forms a book, a combination of books, a religion. Creator didn't do that. Man has done that. This is why that's maybe part of the curse, too. I don't know. So many people turn it down. They don't want to hear what you have to say because they already bombarded by superstition, going to hell, all these little phrases, and you better be saved. And it irritates their soul. It irritates their spirit. So we, as his people that are aware, even if we have not been in this walk for a very long time, we need, as it says throughout the scriptures, be like a trumpet. Warn the people. Tell the people, regardless if they listen or not. How many people through the years I have said in a conversation, you know, you're Israel. And we get in a conversation, and they go about their way, and I go about mine. I don't know if they picked up the book. I don't know if they inquired, but I knew it was my responsibility to tell that person at that time. What they do with that information, up to them. If they want more information, I can be available or direct them to somebody else. But the heart has to be there, the deep desire that you want to know. We're so quick to find out who shot who ran over who, whose house burned up. But we're not thinking about doing good. From the Most High's perspective, what he laid down, like Castriel, and I like that saying, it's an open book test. Try it. He says, try me. Shalom.
Thank you very much, Sister Judy. Cadre. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. With the Most High.
Okay.
With the Most High laid out for us is a beautiful heritage to be chosen as his nation, his service to be on that level. We can understand why our enemies took great lengths to try to keep us away from that great blessing. They've done a very effective job, but we haven't helped ourselves in that process. It's so interesting that they don't want us to read about our heritage in the Old Testament. They prefer to direct our people's mindset towards the New Testament as opposed to thoroughly understanding the Old Testament. When we thoroughly understand the Old Testament, we see that we have a beautiful heritage and that the Most High is really speaking out to us. But the beauty about Ecclesiastes 3 is that you have to be aware of the time. What time is it? And is your timing in tune with the Most High? Because there's a time and a place for everything under the sun. Is your timing right with the Most High, or are you out of time, out of step with the Most High's plan? So praise Yah. That he would put our minds in the right time frame, in the right mindset. Because the Most High said, we're going to pass through the fire, pass through the water, and will not overwhelm us as long as we call upon his name. So we're in a good place because the nations are about to set off World War III, whether we know it or not. And if we don't have the protection of Yah, then we're in trouble. We're all in trouble. We're going to feel that fire or be drowned by the water.
Yeah, like I was saying, the elders. What do you think? Up the creek without a paddle. So,
where are you?
We're going to get on board with the Most High. Thank you. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. And certainly we can if we get codified. And we understand even in codification is a timing process. Anything you do with a codification, there's timing applied. Inherently applied to codified process. And as long as you get codified and follow the Most High codification, the timing is in place. But when you start leaning to your own understanding, so I want to do things the way you want to do it without any consultation or prayer to the Most High in ability within that codification process, you're going to be off time in there, just like a timing belt in a car. When a car get out of time, it's not going to run correctly. Matter of fact, it's not going to even run. And that's a car. That's codification within a car, a timing belt. And so the Most High is certain things, the timing aspect within the codification process. If you don't get it right, it won't be right. And so that's why the Most High allowed King Solomon to present this to our attention. There's timing in the codification process. If the timing is right, it's not right, the codification is not going to be right. Then the process. So we want to thank the Most High for this opportunity and to get the understanding and to get the codification right. And we pray that you stop being on your own time and be on the Most High time. Get the codification right. If you get the codification right, the timing is inherent. So please get the codification right. As a matter of fact, don't trust in anything we say. That's your problem. You trust in what everybody says. Stay along with us. Pray to the Most High for a new heart and a new spirit. So you can get the timing process right within the codification. And it'll come right to you. Otherwise, you're going to be simply ego run amok and listen to what everybody said that off timing, off codification, and nothing working for them. So if you want things to work for you, get the codification right. The timing is inherent to the codification. It's true. We pray that the Most High continue to bless you and let his footstep be your pathways. We pray that we offer these gifts to you, that you take these gifts. A gift of humility. Ask the Most High for humility because we become a stiff-necked and stubborn people. Ask the Most High for a new heart and a new spirit to get this codification and timing right. Just like King David. Ask one's a heart and a spirit just like King David because the Most High says, King David is a man after my own heart. He's got a codification right. He's got his timing right, which is inherent to the codification. So we're finna get ready to get out of here, but it was a privilege for us to bring the Most High word to you so you can get a critical analysis of success. So now it's up to you to get the timing. Gadriel, Sushu, you want to say shalom or good night? Bye to the people.
I just hope that it's inspiring the people that are listening, that they can begin to study, be enlightened, and put it in your life. Try it.
Praise
Shalom. Shalom, family. Lala Tov. It's a powerful chapter of the Book of Isaiah to meditate on. I'm sure it breaks and shatters a lot of misconception that people have because Yah has sons and daughters, something to meditate on. And Israel is his chosen servant. So what does that mean? What does that mean for you individually? And what does that mean for us collectively? We need to understand it because that church mentality that we got, that y'all gonna save me because whatever you believe. So we're a nation, so we have to start moving like a nation, like the Ukrainians, okay?
Yeah.
All for exactly. One and one for all.
Yeah, that's right.
You better believe it. May the Most High bless you. We love y'all. Shalom and good night.
your body.